From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Cuba's claim to a clean human rights record is rejected by the United Nations. A Grenadian trade unionist hits back at government criticism.
Now, I don't know where the Deputy Prime Minister gets his information from, but he's certainly misadvised and ill-advised and ill-informed.
And on the eve of the Tyson-Bruno encounter, the experts shout their odds. I'm Soraya Patrick, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The United Nations has released its first ever report on the human rights situation in Cuba. The document lists hundreds of allegations of gross violations. These include torturing of prisoners and subjecting them to cruel and degrading treatment, such as immersion in a pit latrine and subjecting them to deafening sounds from loudspeakers. But as our correspondent covering the UN Rights Commission in Geneva, Christopher Powell, tells us, the report also contains a letter from the Cuban government stating that Cuba has a completely clean record of human rights.